Okay. Yesterday I wasn't here, but we're talking about at a Pesach, you know, with the Shulchan is B'Shabbos, about Tainus Mecherim is on Thursday, B'dikas Chametz is Thursday night. Friday morning, you don't nullify the Chametz. You burn the Chametz in the regular time before midday. You have to sell the Chametz then, but the sale is actually effective right before Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you can't acquire things. Now, Stam, an interesting thing about this year. Now, there's Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol. Just think there's Pasha Zoch and Rosh Chodesh, and, you know, there's a Haftarah, special Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol that speaks of what's called, it starts with V'Orva, that deals with the mitzvah of getting rid of all the tithes that you're supposed to do during the previous years. And everybody says it under every Shabbos HaGadol. Chabad custom is, the Rebbe writes, we only say it when Shabbos HaGadol falls out Erev Pesach, like this year. In a regular year, if it wouldn't be Erev Pesach, we would read the Haftarah of Parshas Tzav, which is not this week, next week. But this year, it's a special Haftarah that we read, the Parsha of Arva.
You were talking about how we're going to hold Shabbos this year, even though we were selling.
Oh, I didn't get into that. Well, we'll talk a lot about it tonight. But like today, but during Mincha Maariv, we go into more details about it. Okay, so what do you do Friday night, Shabbos day, with the meal? Now, practically speaking, you can't have a chametzdik meal. Unless if you have like a chametzdik house or a chametzdik room, and then you can have all your... But even then, you can't cook chametzdik. What are you going to do with the pots and pans? Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash dishes that you don't need for Shabbos. So if somebody's going to, let's say, use chametzdika china plates, whatever, not disposable, you can't wash them on Shabbos, so you're left with plates with chametz on them. Like, what are you going to do with it? Yeah, but the best thing halachically, the most practical thing is, you have a Pesach de Gamil. Friday night, Shabbos morning, you have a Pesach de Gamil. But,
more bread.
One second, you can't eat matzah. So egg matzah is questionable, but let's leave that out for a second. So the best thing to do halachically is you have two, let's say there's two people in the house, for argument's sake. So you have two rolls, okay?
Bread.
Challah rolls.
Okay, you just said you have a Pesach to pick me up.
Listen.
You have two challah chametz sticker rolls. Okay? You keep it in a plastic bag away from everything. You make your dish and a pesel dicker cup, pesel dicker wine. Then you go wash for bread, like you would. And then you take the rolls and you eat it over a tissue, off by the side, not by the table, off by the side of the room. Like if this is where your table is, you go over there, side of the room, we're talking without kids, because kids are a bigger problem. Two adults, let's say, or three adults, five adults, whatever. Each one has a challah roll. You go over to the corner of the room, you eat it over a napkin or a tissue, and you make sure you don't have crumbs. You know, you make sure to get not the challah that's crummy. Some people use even pita, because pita doesn't crumble so much. They make a meitzi, they eat it off by the side. They're finished eating, they take the tissue. If it's a tissue, you just flush it down the toilet. If it's a napkin, you don't want to flush a napkin down the toilet. So you take the napkin carefully into the toilet to brush off the crumbs of chametz into the toilet, make sure there's no crumbs left on the napkin, and the napkin you throw into the garbage. Then you rinse your mouth, make sure there's no chametz in your mouth, and then you brush off your clothing, make sure there's no chametz on the clothing. Then you go sit down and eat the proper meal. Okay, that is, in a nutshell, the best halachic way to do it. Now, some people want to make kiddush and don't eat the challah outside. But the problem is that the only way that's valid halachically is if you could see the outside from the place you made the kiddush. Otherwise, it's not kiddush in the place of the meal. We learned you have to have Kiddush b'makom seder. You need to have Kiddush in the place of the meal. So if you're not going to be able to see the place, then it's no good. So some people want to make Kiddush outside, eat the challah outside, okay, and then come into the Pesach Dika meal. But then becomes a shayla, where do you bench? It's not so simple. The best thing is, in the same room, which is good according to all opinions, go to the corner of a room, away from the table. Again, you can't do that with kids, because inevitably it's not going to work. So like we mentioned, for kids you can give egg matzah. And they make a meitzi on egg matzah, because you're establishing a meal. There are opinions that hold, the adult can also do that. Even though egg matzah normally is a mezainis, because it's not flour and water, it's flour and juice. Okay? But nevertheless, they because you're establishing a Shabbos meal over the matzah, okay, so then you are able to make a meitzi, and it's not a big deal of chametz, because it's not chametz. Even though we hold that you can't, you have to stop eating egg matzah when you stop eating chametz, which is Shabbos morning. At the time you stop eating chametz, then you just stop eating 10:55 here in L.A.
We're having a kazaik of a pita bread.
You're supposed to have two kazaisim. Because you need a kibbutz. Yeah? Right.
And then this
whatever is left, you crumble up, flush down the toilet. That you do Friday night, and that you do Shabbos morning. Then
the same thing for lunch.
Yeah, the same thing, Shabbos morning and lunch, I mean. Yeah, what? What? No, because if you own the garbage, you have chametz in your garbage. Yeah, but that's if you can carry to the outside.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. If you're allowed to carry, let's say you go by the Eidav or whatever, then you can, and the garbage can doesn't belong to you, yeah, then you could take it and throw it into the garbage can, into the city garbage can. No. But or else you flush it down the toilet. In fact, there's an interesting thing. According to many opinions, you get the mitzvah of destroying chametz, beer chametz, by flushing it down the toilet. You're also destroying it.
Rabbi, it's so offensive to us.
That what?
You know,
we're talking about a few crumbs. We're not talking
about who grew up in Iran. There was such a respect for bread. You would just,
more than for people, I know.
Piece of bread, no piece of bread on the floor. You would pick it up as if it was something from Torah.
They would kiss it.
Let it be on the floor, even on the street. People would kiss it and put it on
the street.
That's what I'm saying. They respected bread more than people.
Yeah, you could say that. But, you know,
well, in Beverly Hills, they respect dogs more than people. So what's the big deal?
Well, like they are burning bread, now flushing in the toilet. It's really very...
But that's what the Torah said. Let's get one thing straight. Why are you not allowed to shame bread? Because the Torah says so. Correct? The Torah says you're not supposed to shame bread because it's a staple of life.
Yeah.
Okay. That's even why you cover the challah, not to embarrass the bread. Torah says you're not allowed to throw bread. You know, halachically, I'm allowed to throw, let's say I'm here and there, I'm allowed to throw an apple to you. It's not going to get the messed up throwing it. But bread, I'm not allowed to throw. Why? Because you can't have a disrespect for bread. Why? Because Torah says so. God said so. The same God says, throw it down the toilet. That's the way you're getting a mitzvah of burning chametz, of destroying chametz. You're getting a mitzvah that way. So it's beneficial for the bread. What?
Do you need to have two kazaisim per person, or is it one?
Two kazaisim per person. Number one, according to many opinions, through the Shabbos, needs a kibbutza, and to make out the tilis yadayim, you need, or anytime you two kibbutza. So every person should have two kibbutza. That's what you do Friday night, and that's what you do Shabbos morning.
How do you do that for Shabbos Shabbos?
What's that? Oh. So it's a very interesting thing. Those are very makpid to have Shabbos Shabbos. So what they do, and Allah brings, there's a lot of discussion about the Arab faith of what do you do, you know, when it falls on Shabbos. There are many people that split it into two. In other words, they'll have the meal Shabbos morning, early. They'll bench. Half an hour later, they'll wash again and have Shalosh Shudas. Or you could be ate with fruit. So our custom is we eat anything, fruit or anything, Shabbos afternoon, which you're allowed to eat, and then...
Can you do so that you should be down Mincha?
You could do it before Mincha.
Really?
What?
Wow.
Yeah. No, but this year, Taker, not this Shabbos, next Shabbos, the only minyan will be at 7:30. There's no 9:30 minyan next, not this Shabbos, next Shabbos. Huh?
It has nothing to do with that.
Why?
Let him not come.
Why?
Why what?
Shabbos morning? Why?
Because you have to get home and be able to finish Chametz by 10:55.
Ah.
In fact, there's a whole discussion in Halacha. What happens if the guy wakes up late? He wakes up late. This man eating is 10:55. The guy wakes up 10:30.
Oh, it's Shabbos morning?
Yeah. You can only eat chametz to 10:50. I'm talking about LA time. You can eat chametz to 10:55. Well, guy, how long is it? What happened? The guy woke up late. He wakes up 10:30. Ah, he woke up. Yeah? So the whole thing, what he should do, it's not very practical. Because according to Allah, he'd have to say brachis. Baruch Shamar Asher Yishtabach through the Amida, and then he can make Kiddush and eat if it's all before the Zman. If it's not before the Zman, he just doesn't eat. But you have a mitzvah to eat to the Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush. You need Kiddush Makom Suda. So you don't have to drink two cups of wine.
You make a Pesach to take a Kiddush.
But what?
Shabbat.
Shahakol is not Makom Suda. How are you going to make a Makom Suda? You need either cake, challah, or another cup of wine. So you have to drink another cup of wine. The Pesach cakes that are Shahakol are not called Makom Suda. Because it's not cake.
Or two cups of wine.
Okay. Yeah, but you still have a mitzvah to wash and eat. What?
You have Shalosh Shudas after the Zman, but you have, let's say, egg matzah.
No, we don't eat egg matzah after the Zman. Oh. Some people hold you can eat it a whole Erev Pesach. We hold, the Alter Rebbe says you can't eat it, our meaning is not to eat it. Yeah, but... That's the Hasidim. The Hasidim, they learn instead of eating Shalosh Shudas. But even that, the Rebbe writes in a Yom Yom, you still have to eat something.
Yeah. So,
huh?
I have to come here.
Does that work for every Shabbos or just for every Pesach?
Just for, no, every Shabbos.
So every Shabbos, a person can learn instead of having Shalosh Shudas.
Again, but what we do is we eat something. Fruits, something like that. Yeah, something. Okay.